رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, inshallah azza wa jal, a very important topic would be highlighted, and that is called Mayusi in Urdu, and in English, we will call it disappointment. But not general disappointment. Disappointment from the rahmat and the blessing and the favor of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And if one thinks that I am deprived from the mercy or the fadl, blessings and favors of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, this is called mayusi. This is also a hidden disease, and this affects the heart, and spiritually it makes person very, very sick, and that can lead to many other problems which we will discuss in this discourse inshallah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Say, O beloved, that O my slaves, those who have done injustice to their own souls must never be disappointed from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. No doubt, Allah forgives all the sins, and He alone is most forgiving and most merciful. At another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, translation from Kanzul Iman, who will be disappointed from the mercy of his Lord except the one who is misguided? And at another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La tayasu min rawhillah إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Do not be disappointed from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Undoubtedly, except the disbelievers, nobody becomes disappointed from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazur Sayyid al-Muballighin Rahmatullil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked about the big sins. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied that to associate, partner with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and to be disappointed from His mercy and to be fearless about the hidden plans of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the biggest sin. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied to this question. If a person becomes disappointed from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal and he gets busy in impermissible activities, najais and haram activities and activities of sins, because he feels that he's not going to get the mercy of Allah, he's not going to get forgiveness, he will not be forgiven, he will go to hellfire. So he becomes disappointed and then he starts doing all the wrong things, he starts committing all the sins. It is very bad if a person develops that kind of attitude and that kind of understanding. In some situations, disappointment in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal can become kufr as well. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Razvi Ziyai Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiya, writes in his famous book Kufriya Kalimat Ke Bare Mein Sual Jawab, question and answer regarding words of blasphemy or words of kufr, on page number 483. Sometimes, because of different calamities in the matters of dunya and sickness and not having enough money for the right treatment or go to the right hospital or see the right doctors, person loses hope. So this kind of losing hope is not kufr. But if he loses hope from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal with the belief that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is not powerful to solve my problem, oh, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala does not know what is happening with me, oh, if Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, na'uzu billah, if he thinks that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is stingy, that's why he's not helping me. So if disappointment is from these angles and understandings, then of course this kind of disappointment is kufr. Not every disappointment. Hazrat Sayyiduna Zaid bin Aslam radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that in the previous ummas there used to be a person who used to worship a lot. He would put a lot of difficulty upon himself in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in his talks and in his speeches, he will make people disappointed from the mercy of Allah. He will say to them that, you know, you have to work very hard and that's the only way that you can be forgiven. And there's no such thing as mercy of Allah that will come and cover you and you can be forgiven, etc. These kind of mindset he used to give to people. And when he died, someone saw him in the dream that he is present in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he is saying, "O Allah, O my Lord, what reward do you have for me in your court?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to this person, "The hell fire." He said, "O Allah Azza wa Jal, where is my ibadat, where is my worship, where is my hard work which I have done for your sake?" And the answer would be given, "You used to make people disappointed from my mercy. Today I make you disappointed from my mercy. So you will not get my mercy today." Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, it's a very serious sickness of heart. And many of us, we do not even know about it. And many of us, we do not know how to deal with it when we are suffering with this sickness. It is good to understand the root causes of this disease and then try to treat this disease. Maybe we will come right and we will be cured. But if we are not going to try, then maybe nothing will happen. The first reason for mayusi, or first reason for disappointment in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, is ignorance. Because of jahalat, because of ignorance, because of lack of knowledge, person becomes disappointed in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he gets involved with many harmful beliefs and many harmful sins. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, jahalat, ignorance, lack of knowledge is very dangerous for us. Because of ignorance, there are many important things that we should be knowing, we don't know. Many basic things of Islam, we don't know. Many basic things of aqaid, we don't know. Many basic things of our Islamic practices, we don't know. Many basic things of Islamic character and akhlaq, we don't know. Many basic things of how to handle affairs at home, how to handle our businesses, how to handle our jobs, how to handle our eating and drinking, how to handle our journey, how to perform hajj, how to pay zakat, how to perform salat. We don't know the basics. The reason is that we do not make an effort to remove ignorance and bring the light of knowledge into our hearts and into our minds. Therefore, the first reason which the scholars have counted for this hidden disease of the heart, which is mayusi and disappointment in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, is ignorance. And its treatment is that while we are busy gaining the worldly knowledge, the knowledge that would give us a degree, and against that degree we might find a job, that's a worldly knowledge. So while we're working so hard and spending a lot of time to get this knowledge, we should spend time to get knowledge of deen as well. We should get ilm-e deen as well. One should learn the message that is in Quran-e-Kareem and in the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and as ulama-ikram have explained. One should ponder upon the actions which lead people to go to hellfire, and one should ponder upon the azab and the punishment of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So the khawf, the fear of Allah is created in the heart, and one should ponder upon those actions which would take one to Jannat, and one should look at the thawab and the pleasure that person will get in the Jannat. So if we practice that way, then inshallah azza wa jal, we will not be disappointed from the mercy of Almighty Allah azza wa jal. We will become firm, and then we will be in between the fear and the hope. You cannot only have fear and don't have hope. And you cannot only have hope and don't have fear. Therefore, the balanced path is that person has to be between the fear and the hope. And the second reason, or the root cause for this sickness, which is known as mayusi or disappointment in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, is impatience. When person is put into some kind of test, he would start displaying impatience. He will start complaining, and he will start screaming, and he will start crying. And if one does that, this will lead to the disappointment in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should be patient. Whatever comes, comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are His slaves. He created us. Whether we get something that gives us pleasure, or we get something that gives us pain and difficulty, all is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we only want to have nice things, sweet things, pleasureful things, and we say no and we refuse when a difficulty comes, then that's not the attitude of the true slaves of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So normally when we are impatient, that would lead us to become disappointed in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. The treatment of this sickness or this reason is that one should develop habits to be patient when the calamities strike us. Because sometimes when we utter certain words at the time when we are impatient, those words could be words of kufr or blasphemy. And they can become the cause of destruction of our very faith, our iman, na'uzu billah. When any difficulty comes, one should make his mind, and that's what is called madani mind, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put me to a test. I will not lose the sawab of being impatient. Rather, I will focus on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His unlimited mercy. And I will present my case in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and I will beg Him that, O Allah, You are merciful, and Your mercy is unlimited. The ocean of Your mercy has got no limitation. So if you shower one drop of the ocean of Your mercy, that is good enough to wash the sins of all the sinners in the world from the first day to the last day. So one should beg in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then inshallah Azza wa Jal, one would not become disappointed from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with the quality of patience and sabr. The third reason, which the ulama ikram have mentioned, and this is another root cause of disappointment in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, that one looks at the luxury of other people. He looks at other people, how luxurious life they are living. And when person looks at the comfort and the luxury of somebody else, he starts getting worried, and he starts feeling that why this person has and I don't have. And again, if you have the knowledge of deen, then the knowledge of deen will come and help you and will give you the balance in thinking. Otherwise, many people start thinking this way, why he got and I don't have it. And this leads you to disappointment. And its treatment is that one should not look at the comfort and the luxuries of other people. One should look at his own life. One should ponder upon his own life and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become happy with whatever Allah has bestowed upon him. And one should make his madani mind that the Allah who has given comfortable life to this person, he is totally powerful to give me similar kind of comfortable life. But this is the mashiyat, this is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he has been given the comfortable life and I have not been given that kind of life. This is the will of Allah. And I cannot challenge the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am pleased and I am happy with the will of Almighty Allah azza wa jalla. One should make this kind of mind. He will stay happy in this dunya and the akhirat will be good for him as well. And further, one should ponder that a person in the dunya, if he has a lot of comfort, a lot of luxuries, a lot of money, a lot of wealth, it is possible that on the day of judgment, his test and his examination would also be very tough and very severe. And a person who lived very simple, plain and simple life, just hand to mouth, he would not face that kind of difficult test on the day of judgment. So there is something to think about. So if you start pondering upon these issues, then the disappointment will not come. And the fourth reason which ulama ikram have mentioned, what is the root cause for disappointment in the mercy of Allah azza wa jal, and what is the treatment of that, that one should refrain from the suhbat, from the bad suhbat, from the bad company. When a person sits with the worldly people who do not have deeni mind, who do not care and worry and think about the hereafter, they themselves are victim of disappointment in the mercy of Allah azza wa jal. And because of their company, this person also becomes the same. He also starts becoming disappointed in the mercy of Allah azza wa jal. And its treatment is that one should leave the company of bad people and adopt the company of pious people, the muttaqeen, the upright people. And when you start sitting with the people who fear Allah, when you start sitting with the people who think about akhirat, when you start sitting with the people who are worried about the akhirat, when you start sitting with the people who are worried about the time of death, what is going to happen to their iman, these are the kind of people that would give you the mindset to prepare for the akhirah. And you will not become disappointed, because that would keep you in between the fear of Allah azza wa jal and the hope that you may have in His mercy, which you should have. We all should have hope in the mercy of Allah azza wa jal. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, this is very important that we must be on the path which is Sirat-e-Mustaqeem. And Islam is Sirat-e-Mustaqeem. And the path between the fear and hope is Sirat-e-Mustaqeem. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on this beautiful path. This is the path of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has developed these kind of mindsets in Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, that fear Allah and keep complete hope in the mercy of Allah as well. This good company which we are talking about, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, is available in the beautiful sunnah inspired environment of Dawat Islami, where there is a system, where there is a program to prepare yourself for the death, prepare yourself for the akhirah. And that beautiful program is called Madani In'amat. Madani In'amat is a self-reckoning program. Take accountability of yourself. It's a self-improvement program where you sit every day and check yourself. Have you performed your 5 daily salats with the Jama'at? Yes or no? Question yourself. Have you recited Durood-e-Paak upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam today or not? Were you respectful towards your parents or were you rude? Did you talk with your friends and family with good manners or your manners were bad? Did you eat according to the sunnah? Did you drink according to the sunnah? Did you make salam to Muslims? Were you the first one to make the salam? Did you perform your tahajjud? Did you perform your ishraq and chasht and awwabin? Did you recite few verses from Quran-e-Kareem with the translation from Kanzul Iman and tafsir from Khazainul Irfan or Nurul Irfan? How wonderful, beautiful Madani flowers are these. This would then put you on that track where there is fear of Allah and where there is hope in the mercy of Allah. And then travel in Madani Qafilas. Because people who travel in the Madani Qafilas, they travel in the path of Allah. They travel for the sake of Sawab. They travel for the pleasure of Allah. And many of them are very pious people. Many of them sacrifice for the deen of Allah. They spend their pocket money to travel in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And their company, their suhbat, will bring change in you, inshallah. We all should travel in Madani Qafilas. We all should practice upon Madani In'amat. And another way of giving you the good knowledge, accurate knowledge, authentic knowledge, knowledge that links with the mainstream understanding of Islam, and that is Madani channel. Only channel. Today we can claim that is fully Sharia compliant. So watch Madani channel. Today no excuse that I can't understand Urdu, because English Madani channel is available. Bengali Madani channel is available. Urdu Madani channel is available. In near future, inshallah, we don't know, many more channels in different languages may be launched. So let's commit ourselves to do something good for our own souls, so we can be successful in the dunya and in the hereafter. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran is indeed an enemy. Quran is indeed an enemy. Don't be deceived by it. You have not seen.